Mr. Chairman, Colonel Lawton, Commander Morgan, distinguished guests, my fellow workers. In accepting this Army-Navy E insignia in behalf of every employee of the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation, I know I speak for them all when I say that it's an honor we, each of us, deeply appreciate. Nothing is more gratifying to the working man or woman than the knowledge that he has done his job well. But the recognition we have received here today has a far deeper meaning for us than that. It means that our job, and the extent to which it was perfect and prayerfully done, is helping our friends in the fighting forces to do their job well. On behalf of all our workers, may I say, I hope we are worthy of such a high honor. 16 of our own boys are all wireless operators with the Army and Navy, all using our equipment, and with the many thousands of other wireless operators, we must and we will give them the finest equipment we possibly can. There are a few of us today who do not have somebody we love in the armed forces. The 5 employees who receive the token Eve pins all have a husband, a brother, or a father in the service. You have heard our pledge. Now that we have put on our Eve pins, we are going to make sure that we will be entitled to continue wearing them. We'll try harder than ever. We won't take time out. We won't rest on our laurels. We won't stop until victory is won. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnny Contini. I know you've expressed the feelings of all your co-workers, and I'm sure that you and your organization will stand behind the splendid pledge that you made to the Army and Navy. Now, as we approach the close of our ceremonies, the band will play, and we'll hear again Miss Jean Merrill, who will sing our national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen of the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation, it has been a real privilege, pleasure, and inspiration for me to be able to act as your presiding officer for this important ceremony. May I, on behalf of Mr. Ted McElroy and all of you, deeply thank Colonel Lawton, Lieutenant Commander Morgan, the Honorable Senator Walsh, Governor Saltonstall, distinguished guests, and all employees for being here with us today to share in this impressive event. You have been listening to ceremonies broadcast in connection with the presentation of the Army-Navy E Award to the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation, world's largest makers of high-speed communication apparatus.
This is Mutual,